A court in Trinidad has denied bail to three men charged with conspiring to attack JFK International Airport. A fourth defendant is in custody in New York. The case has placed scrutiny on a militant Islamic group in Trinidad, Jamaat al-Muslimin. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Port of Spain, there's widespread skepticism that the group's ambitions run toward an act of international terrorism.
Jamaat al-Muslimin was named but not charged in the U.S. complaint that alleges a plot to blow up fuel pipelines at JFK. It states that in a search for financial backing, one of the four defendants met with the leader of Jamaat al-Muslimin, Yassin Abu Bakr. His number two, Kala Ikibua, denies it and levels a charge of his own.
All this hype, all this propaganda, this is a conspiracy. This is an international conspiracy against the Jamaat al-Muslimin.
Akibua later mocked the idea that a genuine terror plot was afoot among the four defendants. The average age of the accused, Trinidadian and three Guyanese, is about 60. And he lambasted the idea that his group could finance what locals here call the geriatric plot.
Finance? We can't even pay our lawyers. The attorney general is boasting he have us in court every Monday morning. We finance what? A shame, Norma Trinidadian, to get sucked in by this thing.
Jamaat's founder, Abu Bakr, was in court yesterday on sedition charges stemming from an explosive sermon in 2005. Bakr threatened blood in the streets if fellow Muslims did not follow Islamic law and hand over part of their income to the poor. Chris Zambellis is a counterterrorism analyst with the Washington-based Jamestown Foundation.
He represents a very narrow fringe, but because of his ruthless tactics and willingness to use violence, he's been able to intimidate his way into the political landscape in Trinidad.
Ever since Abu Bakr staged a bloody aborted coup here in 1990, he and his followers, mostly Afro-Trinidadian converts to Islam, have had many scrapes with the law. Zambella says Bakr's domestic terror outfit morphed into a criminal gang of drug traffickers and racketeers who kept their illegalities close to home.
For them to possibly be involved in an overseas plot, especially against the United States, would be a dramatic departure from this group's historical track record. And that's why I think it's very, very suspicious.
Suspicions about the very existence of another terror plot against the United States run deep within Trinidad's mainstream Muslim community as well. Muslim scholar Sadiq Nasser.
One wonders whether this is just a whole setup of creating hysteria and keeping people on edge in fear.
Still, former parliamentarian, economist, and television commentator Morgan Job says the region is susceptible to the blandishments of radical Islamic leaders like Osama bin Laden.
People articulate this hatred of capitalism and American capitalism, American globalization. That universe of discourse, vicious hatred for the West, that's what we need to be dealing with. Because if you don't deal with that, it could be 10 of them. But if 10 of them are devoted to Al-Qaeda, you have 10 big, big, big problems.
But few in Trinidad see Muslim extremism gaining a foothold in the Caribbean. If there is a worry over the alleged plot to attack JFK Airport, it's mostly about a U.S. backlash that could make traveling to the States more difficult.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Muslim leader Bilal Abdullah, a one-time coup plotter, broke with Jamaat al-Muslimin, trading militancy for moderation. Yet his sharp message at Friday prayers is one Trinidad's small but growing Muslim population takes to heart.
The Muslim community in this country needs to understand that it will be the target of entrapment. Don't be gullible and foolish. Don't walk around with this stuff in your heart so somebody could fan the flames of it and get you involved in nonsense.
The alleged terror plot on JFK International has darkened the Caribbean's peaceful, palm-fringed image. But pressure on Trinidad's most notorious Islamic group has intensified, with its founder having to fend off charges of sedition under the glare of a brighter light. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Port of Spain, Trinidad.